Hello, Luminous Ones. This is Lopan Bonchang Ma of Bandakini Healing, and welcome to Life Force Restoration, Sadup, Ancient Energy, Modern Healing. This is a space where ancient wisdom and modern understanding meet, not in theory, but in lived experience, and the restoration of life force itself. We are continuing with the Sophia Stage series. Today is Episode 3, The Collapse of Illusion, Projection, Perception, and Reality. We move into one of the most disorienting and most defining transitions in this entire process, the collapse of illusion. Now, I want to be very precise from the beginning. The world has not changed. People have not suddenly become more manipulative, more performative, more unconscious. What has changed is your capacity to perceive them, and that distinction matters. Because many individuals at this stage mistakenly believe something is wrong with them. They say, I feel disconnected. I don't relate to people the same way. Everything feels different, and I don't know why. But what is actually happening is this. You are seeing what always was there without the filters that once softened it. For most human experience, relationships are mediated through projection. They do not encounter people directly. We encounter them through internal representations, expectations, attachments, idealizations, and unconscious needs. We project moving onward, and then we relate to that projection as if it were the person. This is not a flaw. This is a fundamental psychological mechanism. It is how early attachment organizes perception. This is how relational meaning is formed, but it is also what obscures reality. Now, here is where the Sophia stage becomes significant. Projection begins to withdraw, not through effort, but through integration. The psyche no longer requires external figures to hold internal content. And when projection withdraws, something very specific happens. The other person becomes real, not elevated, not demonized, but accurately perceived. And this is where the disorientation begins, because projection does not just distort, it also intensifies. It creates emotional amplification, meaning, narrative, connection. And when it collapses, that amplification disappears. The world becomes quieter, more precise, more grounded, and often less emotionally charged. Now I want to name something very honestly. There is grief in this, because what you are losing is not just illusion. You are losing the emotional intensity that illusion provided. Again, the emotional intensity that illusion provided. And many people do not expect that. They expect clarity to feel empowering. But initially, clarity can feel like loss, because the world no longer is lit by projection. It is seen through reality, and reality is exact. Now let's go deeper into what you begin to see. You begin to recognize patterns, not occasionally, but consistently. You see repetitive emotional responses, defensive structures, attachment-driven behaviors, conversational positioning, subtle manipulations. And most importantly, you see what is not reciprocated. This is where emotional labor becomes visible. This is one of the strongest layers. Previously, you may not have recognized the extent of your participation in maintaining relationships because it has been unconscious. You were translating emotions, regulating interactions, anticipating needs, managing tone, timing, response. And because this was integrated into your identity, it did not register as effort. It felt like, this is who I am, or this is how I care. But now you see it. And once seen, it cannot be unseen. You begin to recognize something structurally important. You're doing the mapping, and the other person is following the map without ever learning how to read it. Let me say that again. You are doing the mapping, and they are moving within it without developing the capacity themselves. This is where asymmetry becomes undeniable. This is where participation changes, because awareness removes the ability to engage unconsciously. You can no longer give without recognizing the imbalance, and that recognition creates a shift, not as a decision, as an ability to continue as before. Now, this is where the relational system begins to respond, because others feel the shift before they understand it. They may say, "You're different," or "You've changed," or "You're more distant," and "You don't engage like you used to." But what they are actually encountering is not withdrawal. It is the absence of unconscious participation. You are no longer playing the role that maintained the dynamic. And without that role, the structure destabilizes. And this is why some relationships begin to feel incompatible. Not because of conflict, but because the mechanism that sustained them is no longer active. Now we must be very precise. This is not superiority. It is differentiation. You are no longer merged with relational patterns. You are observing them. And that shift from participation to observation is one of the defining markers of the Sophia stage. But it comes with a cost, because observation creates distance, not emotional coldness, structural separation. You are no longer inside the dynamic, you are adjacent to it, and that position cannot sustain the same form of connection. Now, this is where many individuals attempt to reverse the process. They try to re-engage at previous levels, override perception, or return to familiar dynamics. But this becomes increasingly difficult because the psyche has reorganized. And once the reorganization occurs, regression requires conscious self-betrayal. And at this stage, the system will not tolerate it. When projection withdraws, what is also withdrawn is idealization. With idealization, it's very powerful. It creates romantic intensity, emotional amplification, perceived connection, narrative meaning. Without it, you see people as they are, not worse, but real. And real is different. Real is limited, specific, human, and inconsistent. And this creates a subtle but profound grief, because you lose the ability to project potential onto reality. You no longer relate to who someone could be. You relate to who they are. And at that shift, well, that's irreversible. And now here is where we go a little deeper. This stage includes the collapse of what is often called the emotional translator role. You begin to see how much of your engagement was built on interpreting others, naming what they could not name, bridging what they could not bridge, holding what they could not hold. And at the Sophia stage, that role dissolves. Not because you lose ability, but because you no longer accept the responsibility. This is where the system reveals itself, because without your translation, many dynamics cannot sustain themselves. This is why your withdrawal feels destabilizing to others, because you were maintaining coherence that was not mutual. Now let's bring this into the body, because perception shifts is not only cognitive, it is also somatic. You begin to feel discomfort in misaligned interactions, fatigue in one-sided dynamics, resistance to performing or softening the truth. And this is where the body reinforces the psychological shift. It refuses to participate in what the psyche has outgrown. This is critical because it makes the shift irreversible. Now, Luminous One, let me say something clearly. This stage can feel like loss, but it is not loss. It is the removal of illusion-based connection. And what remains, or what is rebuilt, will be based on something entirely different. Clarity, reality, reciprocity. And from this place, you are no longer navigating relationships through projection. You are navigating them through truth. And this is where the next stage begins. Next week, we move on to sacred detachment, the end of emotional overfunctioning, and the return of your life force. If you need support holding this level of clarity, you are certainly not alone. Please contact me at healing@bon-dakini-healing.com. Stay with what you see, and I'll see you next time.